Maria Basmas keeps a candle burning next to a photograph of her son, Christopher. He died last October of a fatal overdose of prescription pills. He was 29. All his mother knew was that her son had gone to the doctor because he had a bad cold.
Then I went to his room and I found a bottle of Oxycontin. It was 180 pills. They were giving it to him, 180 pills, 40 milligrams each, and a bottle of 120 Xanax, 2 milligrams, and oxycodone, and a bottle of antibiotic.
Still in shock over her son's sudden death, she ran to the phone.
I just ran and I called the doctor. I said, "Doctor, I have here, my son saw you yesterday, and I have your prescription here." I said, "My son is dead. What are you going to do about it?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, like I said, you killed my son. My son is now dead. I don't have a son. And you got $100 because I have the receipt here that you took him." I said, "What are you going to do?" He said, "I didn't know what I was doing." I said, "You mean now I have no son? You killed my son and you're a doctor. You don't know what you're doing?" He said, "Like I said, I don't know what I was doing."
Maria Basmas, who works in healthcare, said she has since become aware that the prescription pill epidemic is coming to everybody's door. Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News. Maria Basmas just endured the saddest Mother's Day, her first without her son, Christopher. He died last October of a drug overdose on pills prescribed by a doctor. He was 29 years old.
Too much of a shock. You know, it was, I cannot ever explain it, the feeling to see your kid dead.
On his bedside table, the mother found a bottle of Oxycontin, 180 pills, 40 milligrams each, 120 Xanax pills, along with oxycodone and an antibiotic. She picked up the phone and confronted the doctor who prescribed them.
And today, I can't even trust the doctor because the doctor was supposed to save lives, but now he killed my son. My son died by a doctor. I don't call him a doctor. I call him the monster, the criminal.
Two of the doctors who sold pills to her son and are complicit in his death are now under investigation, and Maria Basmas has committed herself to speaking out about the dangers of prescription painkillers and the doctors who become drug dealers.
These prescription drugs, they're killing everybody because right now I lost my son, but now I see that everybody else is hitting everybody's house, everybody's door.
Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News.